Jara Pass, she whispered to herself as she turned to stare out the door. It's one of the few big enough for their wagons. There is more, Tossadin said as he stood too. Maybe 5 days after they left, more men came here. He held up the spread fingers of both hands. This many did the killing here. He closed all but a lone little finger on his right hand. This many came here after it was done. Kaelin glanced to Chandelin. The ones who closed the doors. He nodded as the two brothers frowned. They searched the city, Tossadin went on. There were no people left here to kill, so they followed the tracks, followed those that went east to join with them. No, Kaelin said. They were no allies of those who did this. They didn't go to join them. They're going after them, though. Prindon considered this a moment. Then if they catch the ones who did this, then they too will die. They have no numbers like those they chase. They will be like fleas trying to eat a dog. Kaelin snatched up her mantle and flung it around her shoulders. Let's get going. Jara Pass is wide and easy enough for large wagons, but it's also very long and meandering. I know small passes, like the one that takes that rope bridge over the Jara and then up through Harpy's Cleft, that an army cannot travel, but we can, and it's much shorter. What they travel in 3 or 4 days, we can travel in 1. Chandelin stood, but did so in an easy manner. Mother Confessor, following these men will not take us to Aiden Drill. We have to go over one of the passes to get us to Aiden Drill. Harpy's is as good as any. Chandelin still made no move to recover his mantle. But that way lies an army of thousands. You wanted to get to Aiden Drill with as little trouble as possible. That way lies trouble. Kaelin squatted with her boot over a snowshoe and began lacing on the binding. The faces of the dead young women wavered before her eyes. I'm the Mother Confessor. I will not allow this to happen in the Midlands. It's my responsibility. The men glanced uneasily at one another. The brothers moved to retrieve their snowshoes. Chandelin did not.
You said your responsibility was to go to Aiden Drill as Richard with the Temper asked. You said you must do as he asked.
Kaelin paused her work at the binding of the second snowshoe. Anguish seared through her. She considered Chandelin's words, but only briefly. I'm not abandoning that responsibility. She finished the binding and stood. But we're mud people. We have other responsibilities, too.
Other responsibilities.
Kaelin tapped the bone knife that was tied to her arm under her mantle. To the spirits. The Jacopo, the Bantak, and now these men have listened to spirits that would have them do great evil. Spirits that come through the tear in the veil. We have responsibilities to the spirits of our ancestors and their living descendants. She knew that to close the veil she needed to reach Zed, to get help for Richard. It was possible that Richard was the only one who could close the veil. Chandelin was right. They must reach Aiden Drill. But the faces of the young women still filled her mind. The horror of what had been done to them still coursed through her. The two brothers were sitting on the bench putting on their snowshoes. Chandelin stepped close to her and lowered his voice.
What good will come of us catching this army? It is wrong.
She looked into his brown eyes. They were not filled with defiance as they had been in the past, but with genuine concern. Chandelin, the men who did this killing and went east are perhaps 50,000 strong. The ones who closed the doors in the palace and are chasing that army are perhaps 5,000. They are filled with anger, but if they catch the ones they're chasing, they'll be slaughtered too. If I have a chance to prevent 5,000 men from dying, then I must try for that chance. He lifted an eyebrow.
And if you are killed in this, then what greater evil will break its bounds?
That's what you three are supposed to prevent, my being killed. She started for the door. Chandelin gently gripped her arm and brought her to a halt. He spoke calmly.
It will be dark soon. We can rest here tonight and cook food. We can leave in the morning after we are rested.
The moon will be up soon to light our way. We have no time to waste. She leaned toward him. I'm going on now. If you're as strong as you say, you'll go with me. If you're not, you may rest here. Chandelin put his hands on his hips. His lips tightened as he let out a deep breath. He appraised her with frustration.
You cannot walk more than Chandelin. We go, too.
Kaelin gave him a quick, tight smile and swept through the door. The brothers snatched up their bows and jumped to fall in behind her, while Chandelin bent to tie on his snowshoes. Chapter 31 Richard watched the horses eating grass that wasn't there, and scratched his itchy beard. The surface of the valley was baked and barren, but the horses seemed contented in their grazing, as if there were lush, green grass beneath their feet. Illusion, it seemed, deluded and enticed even the horses. He wondered what wasn't there that he was going to see. Sister Verna at last moved, pulling up on Jessup's lead line, pulling him away from his browsing.
This way.
Ominous dark clouds hugged the ground ahead, boiling as if alive and eagerly awaiting them. Richard pulled the other two horses on, following after the sister. She had told them that they must walk because the horses could be suddenly spooked by things unseen and could carry them, helpless, into a spell. Sister Verna abruptly altered her course across the featureless ground, taking them a little to the right. The dark cloud of dust and dirt lifted and tumbled, driven by the gusts that, as of yet, didn't touch them. Sister Verna looked over her shoulder, her expression as dark as the cloud.
Whatever you see, you ignore it. Whatever it isn't real. You just ignore it, do you understand?
What am I going to see?
She redirected her attention to the way ahead. Her white blouse was damp with sweat, as was his shirt.
I can't tell you. The spells seek those things in your own mind you fear or long for, so everyone sees different things. Yet some visions are the same. Some fears are the same in all of us. Some of the magic we will see is not visions but real, like those clouds of dust.
And what did you see the last time that you're so afraid of?
She walked in silence for a time.
One I loved.
If she was a loved one, why would you be afraid to see her?
Because he tried to kill me.
Richard blinked at the stinging sweat in his eyes.
He? You have a man you love, sister?
She watched the ground as she walked.
Not anymore.
Her voice was soft with sorrow. She glanced up at him a moment before seeking the ground once again with her eyes.
When I was young, I had a love. Jedediah.
She was silent, so he asked,
He is not your love anymore?
She shook her head.
Why not?
Pausing only a moment, she wiped her brow with a finger before moving on.
I was young, perhaps younger than you, when I left the Palace of the Prophets, left to find you. We didn't know if you had been born yet. We knew that if you had not been, you would be, but we didn't know when, so three sisters were sent.
But that was many years ago. I've spent better than half my life away from the palace, from Jedediah. She stopped again, peering first right, then left, before starting ahead once more.
He will have long ago forgotten me and found another.
If he really loved you, sister, he won't have forgotten you and found another. You haven't forgotten him.
She tugged on her horse's line, pulling him away from something he wanted to investigate.
Too many years have passed. We've grown older apart. I have grown old. We are not the same people we were. He is one with the gift and has his own life. It would not include me.
You're not old, sister. If you really love each other, time shouldn't matter.
He wondered if he was talking about her or himself. Sister Verna gave a soft, private laugh.
Youth. Youth holds much hope, but not much wisdom. I know the ways of people, of men. He has been too long from my skirts. He will long ago have sought another.
Richard felt himself blushing in the heat.
Love has more to it than that.
Ah, so you know so much of love, yes? You too will soon be searching the charms of a new pair of pretty legs.
Richard was about to vent a rush of sudden anger when Sister Verna stopped. She looked up. The dark cloud swirled in, closing in on them. From somewhere, Richard heard the faint sound of someone screaming his name.
Something is wrong,
Sister Verna whispered to herself.
What is it?
She ignored him, pulling Jessup to the left.
This way.
Lightning lit the air about them. A blinding bolt struck the ground ahead, sending a shower of the chalky earth skyward. The ground shook with the impact. Every muscle flinched from the nearness of the strike. When the lightning tore the dark wall open for an instant, Richard saw Kaelin. She was standing, watching him, and then she was gone.
Kaelin?
Sister Verna reversed course.
This way, now! Richard, I told you, it is not real. Whatever you saw, you must ignore it. He knew it was an illusion, but the sight ran a sharp pang of longing through him. He groaned inwardly. Why did the magic have to attract him with visions of her? His own mind, Sister Verna had said, would bring forth the things he feared or those for which he longed. Which was this, he wondered, fear or longing?
Is the lightning real?
Real enough to kill us. But it's not lightning in the sense of what you know. This is a storm of spells that are battling each other. The lightning is a discharge of their power as they fight each other. At the same time, it also seeks to destroy any intruder. Our way is among the gaps in their battle. Again he heard the distant scream of his name, but it wasn't Kalin's voice. It was a man's voice. Another lightning bolt struck directly in front of them. He and the sister both protectively threw an arm up before their faces. The horses didn't start. It must be as the sister said. Horses would have panicked had it been real lightning. As the dirt thrown up by the lightning rained down around them, Sister Verna turned and snatched him by his shirt sleeve.
Richard, listen to me. Something is wrong. The way is shifting too fast. I'm not able to feel it as I should be able to.
Why would that be? You've been through here before. You were able to do it before.
I don't know. We don't know a great deal about this place. It's tainted with magic we don't entirely understand. It could be that the magic has learned to recognize me from when I was here before. Going through more than twice is not possible. Going through the second time is said to be more difficult than the first. It could just be that. But it might be something else.
What's something else? You mean me?
Her eyes glanced past him to things she was seeing, but he knew weren't there. She refocused her gaze on him.
No, not you. If it were you, I would still be able to feel the pass as I did before. But I can't. I can only feel it some of the time. I think it's because of what happened with Sisters Elizabeth and Grace.
What do they have to do with it?